Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I've got, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through all of this today. There is so much happening. I've never seen it like this. I've never seen so many prophecies fulfilling and on the verge of being fulfilled. So the topics I'm going to try to get to is not this year, convicted felon, and angry bear. Lord help me in Jesus' name. Okay, first of all, I'm not saying the Jerusalem Post is going to be the newsletter, nor this headline will appear this year. The headline being that we're looking for is Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Now, according to Hebcal, the last day or Pentecost is supposed to be on the 13th or here. But according to a good friend of mine, it's actually here. So it could be that we would see Omer ushers in Palestinian state before the 17th. Now, I'm starting to question whether this is the year, and that's what I want to talk about today. So let's get on to it. So maybe 2024 is not the year for Omer ushers in Palestinian state. And if you do have your life savings, or you have a big pile of money someplace you don't want to lose, I recommend you call 1-800-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. Or you can go to prophecyclubgold.com. These folks can help you get your money into gold or silver in a secure place that you can drive to in an emergency. Okay, so here's why I say this. Now, you got to follow me. We've covered this a lot of times. And I got a very intriguing email the other day, and he says, could it be that several of these things have been fulfilled? So I'm going to talk about this. Then we're going to talk about Trump. But anyway, okay, so the point that I'm trying to get to is, are we going to see the internal revolution here? Are we going to see that this year? Sometimes I think so. Today I'm thinking maybe not. Are we going to see Israeli-Palestinian two-state solution or Omer ushers in Palestinian state this year? Most of this year I've been thinking yes. But I'm going to show you why that might not be right. Okay, so let's go through it. Now you see I put some red X's here. U.S. dollar drops 30%. We have heard that the dollar had dropped 20%, but we've not heard 30%. And we've not seen the headline that says Middle Eastern oil strikes deal with China instead of the U.S. We've not actually seen those headlines. I think I would say it's close, but I got to give it an X. It's not here yet. And I assume that these newspaper headlines were given to him in the order of their fulfillment. Two. The perfect storm, inflation reaches new high. Yes, we've seen inflation go up. I don't think the perfect storm, because I think the definition for a perfect storm, and I don't think you'll find this in the dictionary, but most people accept a perfect storm is four things or more happening at the same time. We haven't seen that. So you can't get to a two-state solution unless you've had these other things happen. We haven't seen those. Food shortage. We haven't seen a food shortage. Now, I'm about to tell you that they're burning the burning bees. There's a big chicken place that just was burned up. Millions of chickens killed. And this is not the first time we've heard this. But we haven't heard food shortage crisis yet. We haven't seen that in the headline. Also, we've seen riots. But then America these days has riots about every other month, okay? But we have not seen specifically entitlement checks be on any signs they're holding up. So that means maybe, since this is supposed to be happening by the 16th, I personally don't see how you can get all of these one, two, three, four things to happen in the next 16 days. See? So maybe this is not the year. And by the way, if this is not the year, that's okay by me. I don't want to see this trouble come. I want to see America do well. So maybe this is not going to be the year. And that would be good news. That would be okay with all of us. So we would see civil unrest, entitlement checks. And I think the entitlement checks come because the dollar failed. And I think it looks like right now the dollar will fail probably after DJT gets in control and the evil bankers cause it to fall. They're causing America. Again, we ruled this planet for thousands of years. We'll destroy it rather than give it up. So as soon as Trump gets in, and we're going to talk about that, I think that they pull out all of the weapons they have to destroy this nation. All right. Arafat gone to the hospital, fulfilled. But we've not seen Israel give the Palestinians a state. We've not seen Omar ushers in Palestinian state. So we can't see. Now, this was not the order she got him in, by the way. She actually got Israel refuses help to America. That was the first thing she heard. And then these other ones. So that kind of blows the theory out of the water. Is it actually given in the same order is going to be fulfilled? Maybe not. And maybe that also fits with Chris Reed's over here. So, I don't know. I can just say we have not seen any of those word for word in a newspaper headline yet. So, maybe we have more time. Not only that, this article says 64% of the Israelis oppose a Palestinian state. And it goes on to give you, I mean, like 84% of the right-wing voters, 54% of the centrist voters, 24% of the left-wing voters all oppose the move. Interestingly, a similar percentage of left-wing voters support the establishment of a Palestinian state without conditions. So, most of Israel does not want a Palestinian state. Well, that's not a surprise. And that may be the reason that America forces the Palestinian state. Okay. Now, assuming Trump gets in, and by the way, I don't think he'll be president. I think he will be king. I think he'll be commander-in-chief. And it won't be of the United States, all capital United States of America. I think it will be the new, what do they call it? Republic of the United States, I believe is the new name. So anyway, you can read that. That'll give you more of the details. I've got a lot to cover, so I'm going to keep moving. U.S. plan to establish Palestinian state must be stopped. This is an opinion, but it comes from the Jerusalem Post. Without trial, evidence, U.S. tramples on the most basic values of human rights and freedom and does so even while blatantly interfering and trampling on the sovereignty of the state of Israel. That right there is proof that America is forcing Israel to give the Palestinians a state, the very thing we don't want to see happen. The horrific ordeal of the hostages experienced in Gaza demands immediate action. Now, there are several videos out there that I wouldn't dare try to show on the program, not if I want to keep it going, of some of the horrific things that have been done to the Israelis. And I can tell you, if those were done to Americans here in America, I mean, let's say Canada or Mexico or something like that, were to come in and kill 1,200 Americans in some border town and take away 250 Americans and rape them and kill them and cut their heads off and things, there would be blood. I mean, within 24 hours, everybody that did that would be dead. So, why can't Israel do that? And that's probably all I should say about that. Again, I got too much to cover. I'm going to keep going. You can read it if you want to. I'm going to keep on reading. Macron in favor of recognizing Palestinian state as a useful moment. And by the way, he's not the only one. I think it's Sweden and Norway and some other nation out there. There's not to mention the UN came almost close to passing them as a Palestinian state. So it's close, but is it going to happen in the next 19 days? Actually, I find that kind of hard to think yes. So maybe it's not going to happen this year. All right, let's talk about the Trump is now a convicted felon. And I think it was like $39 million came in the first 12 hours after the conviction was announced. So let me give you some things to think about. Okay. Concerning the Trump verdict, I'm about to play for you a video, and it's Jonathan Turley. He's on Fox News all the time. He says the words, jury, he says, when the verdict came out, the judge says the jury can't make a decision. Oh, my mistake. We have a verdict. Now, I said to Leslie, and by the way, Fox News and that one particular time is the only time we can find it on any of the stations. If he said it another time, I didn't find it. So was that saying that there was an honest mistake made by a corrupt judge? Or was it saying that, oh, actually, the decision did come out, that they couldn't make a decision, but the judge changed it at the last second? Now think about that. Now, I don't know that he did, but if he did, who's to change it? Who's to stop it? I mean, they would have to go and interview all of those 12 jurors. I mean, like within an hour. Okay, exactly. How did you vote? Did you vote for this? And of course, as you can imagine, that didn't happen. So it's probably gone into eternity at this time.
Many of us thought it was a sad moment. It was also a bizarre moment because the judge had basically said the jury could not come to a verdict. And people were leaving the courtroom when the judge basically said, my mistake, we have a verdict.
So what is the real purpose of this whole New York trial? I think the evil elite, the deep state, that's what I think I can probably call them. I think they're causing anger. It's the devil trying to put both sides against each other. It has caused an anger in the hearts of Americans that I think even passive Americans are seeing. Leslie said at lunch to me, she said, I think it's causing some Americans to wake up. I think they're beginning to see that there's some problems. I think it's beginning to wake up some, very few, of the Christians. But here's the difference. She says the left, they fight for their God. They fight hard for their God. But the right, the Christians, they don't fight. You know, we fight on our knees, and she's right. Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In other words, they're not holding up signs. They're not fighting. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God of the pulling down of strongholds, loosing the angels to do warfare. Our battle is on our knees. We can get more done on our knees than a bunch of people protesting with signs out there. That's hate. And yet the hateful side is always pointing the finger to the loving side saying you're filled with hate because you don't do it our way. If you do it our way, the hateful way, then you don't have hate. Topsy-turvy world. Okay, so that's the first thing. I think right now there is an anger in Americans like I've never seen in my 70 years on this planet. I think it's not just left-right. It's not just black-white. It's not just the bourgeoisie versus the proletariat. It's not the rich versus the poor. It's more than that. There's anger in the hearts of Americans. I had my agent call me this morning, and he said, you know, and he mentioned a name of a very large Christian ministry that he works with. And I said, yeah. He said, you know, Stan was right. Dimitri was right. And I said, what was he say? He said, well, I heard, now there's the very large ministry. He said, I heard about Dimitri from Stan Johnson. And frankly, most people thought he had a hole in his head. Maybe not so many now. He said, I think there's a lot of people about to wake up. They're about to see that Stan Johnson and Dimitri Dudeman knew exactly what they were saying and that we are about to see an internal revolution. It could happen this year. Let me point, this is something I said to him. I said, okay, so after Dimitri got off the electric chair, the angel came to him 3 months later, healed him up. He said, now get busy. He said, I'm going to be ahead of you. I'm going to blind the eyes of the people that are trying to catch you. When they see they can't catch you smuggling the Bibles, they're going to kick you out of your country. You're going to America to give them a warning from God. He said, so that you know that I'm truly the angel of God, I'm going to tell you the year, the month, the day, and the hour you're going to be exiled to America. July 22nd, 1984, 10 o'clock in the morning. Hold everything. Why was the angel so specific? Why was it that Dimitri had to be taken from Romania and brought to America specifically July 22nd, 1984, 10 o'clock in the morning? Then when he arrived, it was August 3rd of 1984. The angel came to him now exactly 40 years later. Well, why 40? Because Nineveh was destroyed, or God told him in 40 days it'd be destroyed. It was actually destroyed in 40 years. Rained 40 days and 40 nights. They wandered in Israel for 40 days. So they wandered in the desert for 40 years. 40 is the number of judgment. So it makes perfect sense that the reason the angel said, told him year, month, day, and hour, he was going to be exiled, because that was important. That had to do with some 40 some odd years later, the exact day that the internal revolution would start. Now, do I know that the internal revolution is going to start August 3rd, 2024? No, I don't. Has God told me? No, he hasn't. Believe me, I've asked. But you can't escape that. And now, looking at the anger in the hearts of people, maybe it is that close. Let's go on to the next point. All of this is another stone removed from Babylon or America's foundation. What foundations are you talking about? Well, the foundations that our nation stands on are religion. And you never, ever hear anybody on the news come up with the idea, well, you know, maybe America should go back to being Christians. Maybe we should start reading our Bible again, go to church again, and maybe we should all clean up our lives and repent, you know, like Israel had to do many times through the years. Maybe the problem is our heart. Maybe it's because we walked away from Jesus. Nobody says that. And I blame Trump for that. The biggest fault I have with Donald John Trump is he's not pointing people to the Bible or to Jesus. He could easily say, pray for me. I mean, hey, what's wrong with that? And he could even go to the second step, pray for America. That's a little risky. And then really, he could even say, I ask everybody to go to church this Sunday. What would be wrong with that? Would he lose votes? See, that's part of the thing that raises a bit of an eyebrow. Why, if he's a good guy, if he's really a good guy, how can a guy keep his mouth shut about Jesus? If he's really a good guy, if he really wants to mug, if he really wants to make America great again, surely he doesn't think that America is great because of our natural resources. Certainly he doesn't think America is great because we have wisdom that other nations don't have. Surely he understands that it was Jesus that raised up this nation, and it's Jesus that's pulling this nation down. And it's all about Jesus. He should know that. So that's the biggest fault I have with Donald Trump. However, now having said that, he has no competition. There's nobody that could be in a possible position like him to help our country. So has religion failed in our nation? Yes. What about family? Well, let's see, what's the divorce rate up to? I heard like 20 years ago it was 54%. These days, there are as many, if not more, divorces in the church than there is in the world. Churches, at the turn of the century, used to build these mammoth, massive stone churches, beautiful monuments. Go downtown to any large city in America, you'll see large, beautiful, big churches. Where are the churches now? Well, our church is in a little strip mall. You find a little church. Some of them work out of their house. Some of them work in these little dumps. Now, yes, there's some big, nice churches, but there's not very many. It's been said that if all of America wanted to go to church this coming Sunday, only 5% of the population could physically fit inside the building. In other words, our religious foundations have been destroyed. They're destroyed. What about family? Yep. Well, of course we have, you know, mom and dad. They don't stay together. They have a couple of kids and they're split up. And, you know, you got a kid here, you got a kid here, you got a mom here, you got a dad. There's moms grow up. So what happens is you get a bunch of mama's boys. Leslie is always talking about this. So many men these days have lost their masculinity. They've lost the battle to, you know, fight and win. Instead, maybe I should let her tell you that. She really beats up on the families. And by the way, she is for men. Our government, I don't say anything about that. We see that. The media is all controlled by evil people. all of them. What about Fox News? Oh, come on. Surely you understand who owns that. And as a matter of fact, tell me of a Christian network that has any kind of news in it. Education. Well, as you know, that our education systems now are more of indoctrination. That's the reason Biden wants to forgive everybody's debt for going to college. Why? Because he wants them to go to college. Why? Because the Christian boy and girl that was raised in the church go off to college, and 2 years later, they're atheists. Or they're out holding up signs saying, from the river to the sea, get rid of Israel. Courts. I guess I don't have to say much about our court system. It's destroyed. On our arts entertainment, we see these crazy figures out in front of courthouses, and you say, what's that? You say, I don't know. Somebody spent a lot of money for that, whatever it is out there, because part of their goal is to remove our heroes. We've seen a lot of the heroes pulled down, and they replace it with shapeless, meaningless art. And art is filthy these days. The movies are filthy. The music is filthy. And then, of course, businesses and banks. So, I mean, the foundations, Satan's done a good job of destroying the last Christian nation on earth. We're just about gone. So all of this is a big sign that we are heading very close to an internal revolution. So let me back up here. Let me point out a couple of things. I can say I'm not even going to get anywhere close to where I needed to go, what I wanted to do in this program, but maybe I covered the things I needed to. So, are we going to see an internal revolution this year? Some people say, well, the dollar has dropped. Yes, but it hasn't hit 30%. But has this one been fulfilled? Some people say yes. Perfect storm inflation. We have seen inflation, but maybe it's been fulfilled, maybe it's not been fulfilled. Food shortage. I don't think we've seen this. Riots. We have seen riots. We haven't seen entitlement checks. But it could be that we are about to see the Palestinian state. I mean, because boom, all of a sudden, right here. Could it be that by the 16th, we're going to see Omar al-Sharif in Palestinian state? Look, if we see that, these headlines could be fulfilled pretty quick. Okay, let's look at the negative part here. Let's say Omar al-Sharif in Palestinian state. Let's say that that happens by the 16th. Okay? And at this point, I think it's a long shot. Okay, I'll just tell you. So it happens there. And let's say 30% has already happened. Inflation has already happened. Food shortage has already happened. You haven't seen any entitlement checks, but that could come shortly after that, especially if shortly right after this one, so you see catastrophe hits America, a new Madrid earthquake hits, America's greatest times of need is probably the next day or so, Israel will refuse to help America the next day or so. Now, I don't think Israel has attacked America since troops is going to be until the oil. Where's the oil? Right here. Palestinian state be a temporary measure to allow the Israelis time to strengthen the military. The oil be discovered in Israel. The oil make the Jews willing to fight for the land. And I think I'm the one to find that oil. I'll just be frank and honest with you. And I don't have the money to go drill that well. And it's been told to me that unless you have $10 million, Israel will not even talk to you about giving you permission to go drill. So, I mean, I have to have $50 million to even consider it. And right now, I barely have $50, so, but God has shown me he's gonna be faithful. He'll give me the money. But the point is, oil be discovered in Israel. Okay, let's look at a fast scenario. Let's say all of a sudden, boom, 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 here within 6 months, let's say, all of a sudden I got the money, and I believe that the way it'll come in is not by drilling a well. I believe I'll go over there and pray over an area. Again, this is a time of miracles. And there will be an earthquake, just like he showed me the dream. It'll flow into previously drilled dry holes. All of a sudden, dry holes now have high-pressure oil in them. And it's not me. It's the hand of God. And all of a sudden, boom, Israel has oil. That could happen by the end of this year. That could happen. Okay? And as a result, then oil discovered in Israel, oils make the Jews willing to fight for the land. And then as a result of the oil, Israel and America have to go against most of the Arab world. And then it fits in here where it says, wrong chart, Israel attacked, America sends troops, chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel. It will start with an internal revolution. Could that all happen by the end of the year? I mean, I suppose so, but you see, it's getting a little difficult. So it boils down to this. Everything boils down to this. Are we, by this date, by the 16th of June, are we going to see Omar ushers in Palestinian state? Are we going to see that headline on some newspaper? And if we do, then all of a sudden, boom, 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 the prophecies start fulfilling. All of a sudden, by, say, August 3rd of 2024, we're in an internal revolution. The military trucks roll into the Supreme Court, the Congress, and the White House and take over, and they make Trump the commander-in-chief or the king of the new Republic of the United States of America. The old capital, United States of America, is bankrupt. It was bankrupt, what, 700 years ago? Okay, and so, boom, all of a sudden, happens fast. A lot of times, changes that are big like that happen fast. Now, Stan, what do you think? I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be wrong. I want to tell you the truth. That's my heart. I want to always bring you the truth as best as the best as the best as I can. I can tell you this. If one of the things I think we've skipped over is right here, food shortage. Food shortage. We've got like 14 prophecies saying there's going to be a food shortage. So if these happen this year, the internal revolution happens here. If these seven prophecies happen this year, one of them is food shortage. So I got to ask you, do you have food? Do you have it? Would you rather have food or gold? Well, I mean, there's a place for both. Can you pull up to get a tank of gas with a loaf of bread? Maybe not. Pull up to get a tank of gas with a loaf of, with a couple of silver coins, you probably get it. On the other hand, if somebody's starving and you offer them silver or gold coins, they want bread. So the best thing to do is have them both, 800, 200 gold or josephskitchen.com. Let me talk about our three sponsors briefly. First, if you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800, 200 gold or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food. As you recall, Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year, Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000, one person, 1 year. And EMP Shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to empshield.com and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount and help your prophecy club.